소로가 안 되게 좀 뭐래. 그래 나 폼보 폼보 이봐. 너지지 폼보. 나도 말도 같이. 뭐 말은 도세 벤세니 이제 너지지 폼보 쓰는다 그래. 너나 남히게. 남히게 요가나라 그래. 개탄 도지지 폼보인데 조지 폼보 소로 폼보인데 히지 폼보 남히지 폼보 이겔. 이엔드 조던드즈에 탄게 탄간드즈 이기 공부를 그래서 샘송이 인바탄 샘송만 인데니
So then this
그래 다음에 이까지 쪼고 띵는데 야게 샘송 샘송 남다드 마도 이때는 다 샘송 때리 샘송 아키 차키 졸바 드히 드즈 샘바 Je crois que tu as
And then. And then, out of these 51 is also divided into, categorized in different groups. So, the first group, in the first group, there are five, which are called the five. What do you call literally all pervading means that is very common but a general one, I don't know how they translate. The kundonga means which pervades in all activities in the sense. But anyway, first we make a literal translation, we couldn't just explain, which means all pervading for the five all pervading ones. And which all pervasiveness or something like that. And these are the feeling, and the concept, dushi, and dushi, and the samba, and the samba is the thought. Yes, ije is in this sense conceptualization. Yes, and then sovan dushi is. Regba, sorry. Regba literally is touch, which touch means the contact is, just we say less contact. Then he will explain one more.
Oh, yeah. That telekundunga se goje karayasana, so say na ki choto, going to cordon rove na, kundunga se varas.
Why these five, the first five, the group of first five is called the five kundo or the five omnipresent? Because they're always, whenever the consciousness of the five consciousnesses, you know, whenever they arises, and they also arise. As attendants, always together. And from these five omnipresent ones, and the two of them had already been explained in the context of five skandhas, because the feeling is included in the feelings, skandha of the feeling. And the concept is included in the skanda of conception. And the reason why these two, although they are the part of these five omnipresent ones, the reason why these two, the concept, the aggregate, the feeling and the conceptions, are presented as two, you know, as independent, as aggregate, you know, independently, is that Rinpoche says that the cause of all the dispute among the worldly beings is a feeling. Due to different feeling, because of many different kind of feeling, and dispute and disagreement, dispute and quarreling arise among them, mainly in that sense. So that's why it is present, the feeling is presented as a one aggregate, independent aggregate. And then similarly, the reason why the second, this conception is presented as a one independent skanda or aggregate, because mainly, or generally, yes, you would say that the cause of the dispute and disagreement among the spiritual people or among the Dharma people or among the religious people is conception, due to different conception. So that gives rise to them. So that's the first two, that is the first two omnipresent, which is the feeling and the concept has been explained as
sem yola yokin jukwa te sembe tsingiyam sembe ra.
And here thought or thinking refers to the mind's motions or the mind's movement towards the object, towards the phenomenon, which you can say the mind's its relation, or it when it relates with the external and internal any phenomenon, an object, is called Sembha as a noun, thought, as a verb, you can say thinking, to think. And then, yes, this what we call thinking, I think it sounds like to be conscious of, in fact, conscious is better to say, to be conscious of. So this consciousness is also, there are five consciousnesses. The not consciousness is a noun, in fact. To be conscious of, I think, to take as a word is better. To be conscious. To be conscious of. To be conscious of something due to eyes, to be conscious of something due to ears, to be conscious of something due to the nose, or the five faculties. And then the fourth, that's easier, is to conceptualize, yes, which means that to focus on certain object. And then the fifth one, that's contact, which means that the consumption, literally you can say, the consumption of the phenomena, or through the presence of all three things, three modes, that is the object and the faculty of sense and the consciousness of the sense faculties. When all these three coming together, then something is experienced. Mm-hmm. That is, this coming together of these three things is called the contact.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second group of the 51 mental activities, it's called the Yulngenga in Tibetan, which literally means the five the five things that defined object is. And these five these five things, that is the five things that of that to define the object of phenomena is the object which define the object is dunba, which means the intention. Dunba literally intention is intention. Temba means memory or remembering. Mm-hmm. And then Dumba Temba.
Dumba.
The second one is aspiration, to aspire is. And then the third one is Temba. Dumba Mubba Temba. Thing is in and Samadhi and Samadhi observe meditation observations. And then the fifth one is Sharaft, the knowledge, you know. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which define is the object, you know, separately,
mm-hmm.
as a kind of discriminate object. So what we call the intention means that and aspiring for the desired object, and which functions as a support of our diligence, you know, which functions as a support or which supports supportive factor of the diligence, is two things. There are two mode in this definition, you know. Wishing for, yes, I think wishing for, not aspiring for. Wishing for the desired object, and that which wishes for the desired object, and that which functions as supporters,
mm-hmm.
supportive factors for the diligence,
mm-hmm.
means for effort, to make an effort,
mm-hmm.
is called the intention.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Maybe.
And then the aspiration means that to perceive the definite object, definite in the sense of the certain object, yes. To perceive the definite object or the certain object as it is, and without being in talk, without being any disturbances, without being any the function of this itself, you know, to yes, to perceive the object, the definite object, the certain object, as it is, without being disturbed. Its function, you know, or the mental function, mental activities. That's the aspiration, or we call nirva. Nirva normally translated as aspiring.
C'est-à-dire de percevoir correctement.
Dipe ton magi pa mayen bale jin tembe tsinyeres. Dipe ton magi magi pa mayen be mayen bale jin tembe tsinyeres.
And that activity of the mind or the mental activity, which which remember the things as it is, which they already experienced in the past, which one has already experienced in the past, without any forgetting, which remember vividly as it is called the temba, the memory. And then the fifth one is the samadhi. Observe the samadhi. But samadhi here refers to that mental activities which one pointedly, which focused one pointedly of the on the object, which already discriminated or examined very well, and then samtsupa sevi ten sevi, and which functions as a support of the awareness, which is supportive factor, is the is a samadhi. Samadhi.
Soni dopo leti.
And then, and that mental activities which discriminate the phenomena as it is, and cut through all the doubts, is the wisdom, or the sharap, transcendental, not sharap, means the supreme knowledge, word by word, you know, supreme knowledge. You can say the transcendental knowledge. You know? As it has been translated like that. That's paragya, you can say in
Sanskrit.
Now the third group among the 51 mental activity is called the 11 positive thoughts, or yes, 11 positive thoughts.
Yang tak benar la, tando ye kijen nombor tien sepa te tepe tepe jin.
And among these 11, the first one is the faith, what we call a faith. Faith, yes. Yeah? The faith means, then what faith means is, Rinpoche says that. And Yang Tabe Tong and Tando Yi Chi Chen. That. So it has two modes on this in definition of this faith, what we call faith, is that the believing in the right things, believing in the right thing or in the right thing, yes, or in the genuine things, or in the pure things, and functions as a support of the Dunbi Tenshi, no? Functions as a aspiration, yes. Aspiration, yes.
As support for aspiration?
As support for the aspirations. Support for aspiration. Mm. Is the tepa. Intention. Dunba means inferior. Yeah, yes. The second, the wholesome mental activity is, or the mental, or the mental activity is a heedfulness or prudence. Heedfulness.
Payo jen senite landor jen nela landor jen nela zopa se landor jen nela zab zab se landor jen nela zopa zolle na zolle si gil le kwa dobe si le jen de payo jen senite
si si le
si gil le kwa dobe si pa ta
ah si le kwa dobe
landor jen nela zopa zolle na si gil. Mm-hmm.
So here the heedfulness means heedfulness as a paryo in Tibetan, which means that yes, to be careful. Yes. To be careful, to be heedful in terms of. Or in the field of yes, what is to be adopted and what is to be given up, and then to accomplish all the good things, wholesome things, both the samsaric and the nirvanic wholesome things to achieve them, to try achieve them, to strive to achieve them, is the. For heedfulness. And then the third one, the wholesome mental activity is called Xinjiang, which means perfectly trained, literally, perfectly malleable. Trained, you know, malleable and trained. Trained, yes.
The lesser one, lesser ranking. Ningiling Jombati, the Kinjanga Tin. They are Lu gave a la corte topa. Sam gave a la corte topa, corte roma. Romain, Lu dan Sam turned out lesser one. Lucien lesser one gone in. Ludan Sendje, Ningi Lemba, the Savan Lemba, Joban Lemba, Hindan Tinis. Lucem gave a la court of less or wrong him, Ningi Lemba Seba, Hindan Tinis.
So, like the other definition. Here also in each, when they define each of them, has two modes, two points in each. So here also the Xinjiang, what we call complete, a state of complete being trained, or complete being malleable, or workable, whatever you call it, it also has two, points, mm-hmm. Here, two modes. And the first one is the being, the state of being ability completely able, perfect ability, yes, to make both the mind and the body workable, you know, and workable, and destroy all the unwholesome activities of body and speech, which destroys, you know, that mental state is called the Xinjiang. Xinjiang, Xindu means, Xin means completely, Jiang means trained, word by word, complete trained. That is a state, it's not object, but state of the mind.
So the two things, these are the two things.
Donc, to use both mind and body for wholesome thing. This word I like, wholesome thing.
Xinjiang, the thing is in Gomba, the thing to this. Xinjiang, the thing to me, the same as Kangan San.
And this state of when one gain or complete mastery over the samadhi, then one achieve this this ability. Simple language, simple word you say, it's ability,
yeah.
Just ability,
yeah.
The perfect ability.
Mangbo mangbo tangba bo cho, kene zopo yangbo kalle zani me ba cha ni, kubu dia lu Xinjiang ga qing zhou mo
liu. But he says, for example, those who did several. Hundred thousands of prostrations, they also, Rumi says, obtain or achieve a kind of physical Xinjiang. Means that they never get tired, they never get exhausted, because they are physically, they are well being trained, well trained, and physically well capable. And,
Oh yeah. Ta gebe senzon geba de tam yon.
So now the fourth. The fourth, the wholesome mental activity, is called tangyum, means equanimity. And then here, equanimity means also a state of mind, the mental state, which is that the mind is complete, the state of mind which is completely, the mind's abiding is in very, it's in original state, in its pure state, being free from aversion and attachment and stupidity. Then the fifth activity, the wholesome mental activity, is to have this sense of embarrassment. To avoid that, to having the sense of sense of avoidance, you know, to a sense to avoid, yes, to avoid all the misconduct, you know, misconduct, considering oneself and the others, others' phenomena, means the others, you know.
Mm.
And that kind of sense is called, having the sense is called.
Da gave a sense on Drupa, they tell you that.
Yes, then the sixth, the mental, the wholesome mental activity is to have the sense of embarrassment.
Triyu jantsanyi te yenam jikten jantsanyi te se te nijyu lam zembar sepa, pangwar sepa, zembar sepa te triyu jantsanyi.
And to avoid all the misconduct or misbehaving or the wrong things, considering the other people or other being, it's called embarrassment, sense of embarrassment.
Ta dumba maja bache, dumba desma, dumba maja, give sense on dumba maja.
And the seventh, the wholesome mental activity is non-attachment.
Macha pe chini de sipa dan sipa yozi la macha sipa yozi la mayin ba de macha pe chini de sipa de pombo ma de sipa yozi de longju le wa sipa de sipa yozi la mayin ba de macha.
Here's non-attachment.
When da pombo dan longju le xia ba.
The non-attachment means, Rinpoche said that, not to desire, yes, any object, whether it is one's own body or it is an external object, not to desire of it, not to be, then, not to have the wishes to possess them, is the non-attachment.
Et l'absence d'attachement?
Misepa and chapa is all the same in fact. When you translate it, it is the same, it's synonym to not to be attached of is non-attachment.
Yeah.
Not to be attached of any object or phenomenon. And then the eighth, the wholesome mental activity is the absence of aversions.
Oui, et peut-être les deux, l'absence d'aversion et d'agressivité ou de colère.
And here, Dunga Kichu.
Dunga Jira. Chu Mazda, Dunga La. Simjinda, Dunga La.
Narsena.
And then here, Dunga Jima Rok.
Absence of and the absence of aversion or anger means that not to have the mind, you know, that which is hostile towards the beings or which very aggressive, yes, towards the being, which can endure, yes, all the sufferings, can endure all the sufferings. That state of the mind is called the absence of aversions. And then the ninth, the wholesome mental activity is the absence of the state of the mind free from or absence in which, or absence of, yes, stupidity. Here, and the characteristic or the definition of absence of stupidity means the right knowledge, unmistakenness, the absence of the unmistaken, sorry, absence of mistakings, and you know, in relation to the phenomena, to the objects, through discriminations, through discrimination, yes.
Ta chupa te number mencheva, gave Samson chupa number mencheva.
And then the tenth unwholesome. The tenth wholesome mental activity is a number miseva, which means non-violence. But miseva means non-violence, in fact. Mm. Number miseva means is upasarga, how to call it. Perfectly non-violence, yes.
Miseva sikyote kandirasa na hedame bachar topa. Ninji semba. Ninji semba.
So here, non-violence means, refers to that very compassionate state of the mind, compassionate and very kind state of the mind, which is free from aversions and anger. Non-violence, in fact, is included in the absence of the aversion and anger. So in Viri Rinpoche said that non-violence means not to harm any other beings. Then in the 11th, the wholesome or the positive mental activity is diligence. And then here diligence means, of course, as being the state of the wholesome activities of the mind, we always should take as a diligence, a positive diligence, of course. So here diligence means that the state of the mind, yes, which completely takes joy or delights in the very positive activities, in the positive actions, in the positive works, or in wholesome work, is the 11th one, what you call it, sundri, diligence. So that's the brief explanation of which you said that the first three groups, that is the five omnipresent ones. So Rinpoche says that when we do we have to analyze and we have to discriminate and we have to examine, and how these three things, that the five and the five and the 11, how they are not ego, how they are not self, what we call the self or I, and one by one, you know, each of them, by going through.
Meditate.
So to do meditation on this state means that first, and we have to reflect upon, contemplate, and how this group of these mental activities, how they are not self, how they are not ego, one by one. So then, when you find nothing as ego, so in that nothingness or in that absence of self, we have to let ourselves be in that absence of self.